Holy God, holy and most gracious Father,
have mercy and hear us.
He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence.
He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler.
You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day,
nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday.
1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you.
You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked.
Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him.
I will protect him, because he knows my name.
When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him.
With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Malachi, the 3rd and 4th chapters. Your words have been hard against me, says the Lord. But you say, how have we spoken against you? You have said, it is vain to serve God. What is the profit of our keeping his charge or of walking as in mourning before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test and they escape. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them. And a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them, as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. For behold, The day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that I will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and just decrees that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Our reading from Malachi chapter 3 begins with another accusation that God's people make against the Lord. And it goes like this: evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test and they escape. This is the last accusation that the people throw at the Lord in Malachi's book. The wicked thrive. And isn't that exactly how it seems sometimes? It might lead us to put up our hands and say, so why bother? Why bother serving the Lord? Why bother repenting of our sins? Why bother resisting temptation if it doesn't make any difference? Or thinking perhaps of the season that we're in, why bother with Advent? Just go with the flow, with the rest of the word, celebrate Christmas as a commercialized consumer holiday. Eat, drink, and be married with the most wicked of them, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. Well, Malachi has an answer for that cynicism, an answer for that despair. We hear it in these very last verses of the Old Testament, in this last revelation of God to his people, before their silence for almost 400 years. And this is what Malachi says. Yes, it looks like the wicked and the evil prosper. It looks like they get away with murder and with theft. But that's not how it will end. Justice will prevail. Many things that don't make sense right now will be cleared up. All things will be set right. Your following the Lord hasn't been in vain, and we'll eventually see it. The big question, of course, is when? And this is Malachi's answer: on the day of the Lord. On the day of the Lord. Five times he mentions that day in his last verses. He says that it's coming. A day of judgment for those who don't believe, but a day of hope and salvation for those who do. Just listen to what he says about that day. The Lord says of his people, they shall be mine in the day when I make up my treasured possession. The Lord says, the day is coming, burning. The day shall set them ablaze. He says, you shall go out leaping. You shall tread down the wicked on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. The Lord promises, in the end, to be a father to his people. He says, I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. He will come and he will right the wrongs and he will pour out his fatherly divine goodness and mercy on his people. He will remember and deliver those who fear him. He won't forget you. Comfort one another with these words. Remind each other of God's promises. Tell one another that the day is coming, a day of life and salvation for us. And trust in his word, even if it seems like the opposite is taking place. For just as we remember what the prophet Malachi said, so the Lord will remember us. The Lord paid attention and heard, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. A theme that's repeated in other places in the scriptures, especially in the apocalyptic end times Revelation literature, like in Daniel and in the book of Revelation, it describes a book written with the names of God's people. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession. Your name is written in the book of life. It is remembered by God. No matter what happens to your name here in this life and in this world, he has written it down in the blood of Christ. And his people will be spared, and they will be known. Spared by grace through the forgiveness of sins won by Christ Jesus. Malachi reminds us that a distinction will be made on that day. It's the distinction between fire that consumes and heat that warms and gives growth. For those who do not believe, the day will be a day of judgment, like an oven that burns and devours everything right down to the ground. But for believers, that day will be like the sun peeking over the horizon of a new day. It brings light and it brings life. Such beautiful words we find in Malachi. For you who fear my name, the sun of righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Already the sun rises and the healing comes. How so? It began right there in the manger. I know it's not actually in the scriptures that the nativity scene didn't necessarily have a light from heaven shining on it as we see on so many Christmas cards, but in a sense, that's what Malachi says. Not the light shining on the manger, but rather the light shining from the manger. The Son of Righteousness has come. And we find refuge under the shadow of his wings, under the wings of a child, of God made flesh. Like chicks, we seek shelter under his protection, like a mother hen sheltering us with his love and his care. It is the little child born in Bethlehem who keeps us safe from the wrath and judgment of God. It is a little child who offers us strength and salvation. Yes, dear Christian, though we live in a world where it looks like the wicked prosper, where sin afflicts us, where death lies ahead, you are safe with Jesus. The light shines from Christ. And though outside it is night and it is darkness, with him it is light and it is life. He has risen from the manger in his ministry and then up from the grave in his resurrection. And the fire of judgment has burned itself out on him, so it has no power over you. He calls you now his treasured possession. So let your heart leap like a calf for joy right now. Let it bound with the great joy that comes of the child born for us. And know that your body will leap with joy as well when it is raised on the last day, the great day of the Lord. And you will be like a calf set free in a springtime that will last forever. The day is coming, says the Lord. And indeed, that great and awesome day has already been announced, for the Lord said, I will send you Elijah the prophet. And Jesus said that John the Baptist was the Elijah who must come first. He is the messenger who has prepared the way of the Lord. He is the one who points to Christ, who reminds us that our Lord has come in the flesh and who announces that he will come again in glory on the last day. We are not waiting for Elijah to come. We believe that he has come already, and the only thing remaining is for the one whom Elijah announced, the one to whom John the Baptist points, for him to come again, so that every eye sees him and every knee bows. The very last things that Malachi says are to remember the law of my servant Moses and to know that God will send Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. It's striking to me that the last book of the Old Testament ends by looking back to Moses and by looking to Elijah, to the law and the prophets, as if Malachi is pointing us back to all of the Old Testament, which proclaims the coming one, but also pointing ahead. For we see Moses and Elijah somewhere else as well, on the Mount of Transfiguration, speaking with Jesus about his coming crucifixion, announcing that he is the one to whom they pointed. And so Malachi points us also to Jesus. And as we turn the page from the last prophet to the New Testament, he points us to the one whose name is Jesus because he saves us from our sins. He points us to the one that the angels announced as being good news of great joy for all people. He points us to the one whom the messenger John the Baptist proclaims. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of Righteousness, and there is healing under his wings, and he is the one who will set the calves free so they leap like joy. The day is coming, already here in part, but coming in an even greater and more glorious way when Christ returns in glory. The great and dreadful and wonderful and filled with hope and salvation day of the Lord. We wait for it. We look into the future with Malachi and his people. We put our hands to our eyes as we scan the horizon, waiting for the sun to rise in fullness. And we know that we are closer to that day than Malachi was. Christ has come in the flesh, and he will come again in the flesh, in glory. And so we pray, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Oh, come, oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou wisdom from on high, who orderest all things mightily, to us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her way. Rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou branch of Jesse's tree, free them from Satan's tyranny, that trust thy mighty power to save, and give them victory. come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou key of David, come, and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
Amen.
Please stand for the prayer. Show us your steadfast love, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Let your priests be clothed with righteousness.
And let your saints shout for joy.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy.
For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon the earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
For the needy shall not always be forgotten.
And the hope of the poor shall not perish forever.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
And let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come and help us by your might, that the sins which weigh us down may be quickly lifted by your grace and mercy. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty and ever-living God, you strengthened your apostle Thomas with firm and certain faith in the resurrection of your Son. Grant us such faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our God, that we may never be found wanting in your sight, through the same Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Merciful God, our iniquities are too heavy for us to bear. Do not punish us according to your righteous anger. Make haste to calm our fears, fulfill our righteous desires, and answer the quiet sighs of our repentant hearts, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, in whom we live and move and have our being, we humbly pray you so to guide and govern us by your word and spirit, that in all the cares and occupations of our life, we may not forget you, but remember that we are ever walking in your sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
O come thou day spring from on high, and cheer us by thy drawing nigh.